Parshas Naso delineates the Yom HaKamas Mishkan, the Korbanos that the same bring, and Chazal comment on the Pasuk Yibayom Kolos Moshe, that as Rashi brings down from Chazal, the Kolos Ksiv, that you should really read it as Kala, that the Yom HaKamas Mishkan Yisal Kekala Nefesel Chuppa, but the day of the HaKamas Mishkan for Klal Yisal was like a Kala entering the Chuppa. So the question is, why is it that the day of the HaKamas Mishkan is like a Kala entering the Chuppa? So the Maharal and Goy Arya here explains, because the Mishkan is a Chuppa, which is Ol Moed, and is a place that was meant to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Maharal and what Chazal are getting at is that the idea of the Mishkan was that the Mishkan served as the place in this world that would be able to bridge us to Hashem. A marriage is defined by the Yichud, and the Mishkan served as the makom in this world that was able to bind and be Miyas Yachid us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But interestingly enough, it's not only the Mishkan that Chazal associate with the marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also the Yom Chasinosos also refers to Matan Torah. Chazal Mishnah Maseches Tainis teaches Yom Chasinosos Zeu Matan Torah. So you find that Chazal identified two time periods essentially where we're compared to a Kala. So first you have Matan Torah, and then we also have the Mishkan. And the idea perhaps can be explained that on Matan Torah, Har Sinai, Ma'amid Har Sinai, that formed the original marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point of the Mishkan, as the Ramban explains, is to serve as the permanent remembrance of Ma'amid Har Sinai. And the point being is that the Mishkan was meant to be the permanent chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So essentially, Ma'amid Har Sinai was the first marriage that exists between us and Hashem. And the way that marriage was continuing was now going to be continuing through the Mishkan, because the Mishkan now serves as the makom chibur between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea of Parshas Naso comes right after Shavuos. So Shavuos, we received the Torah, we became married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabiyachov through the giving of the Torah. And the point of the lesson of this parasha, the lesson of the HaKamas Mishkan, is to continue and take the excitement of the original marriage is meant to continue going with us, because not that we not only got married, but we're staying married essentially through the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is serving as the Makom HaChibur, the Makom HaChopah between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu.